Well, let's, first of all, and I discussed, I think I discussed this with you while the budget process was still ongoing. The legislature's exemption from the open meetings law. First of all, let's take a look at just the history. How did that come about? I mean, I suppose it's obvious why it came about, but how did that come about?
The Wisconsin legislature enacted into law a pretty sweeping open meetings law in 1976, 33 years ago, and it was one of the first states in the country to do so. But one of the things they decided to do was to exempt certain meetings of the legislature from the open meetings law, which is to say that if the legislature met in what's called partisan caucus, in which all the members of the one chamber of one political party met to discuss issues, that the open meetings law would not be subject, would not apply to them. And the open meetings law simply is that any time you have two or more public officials on any level of government in Wisconsin meet, there has to be a proper posting in advance, 24 hours of when of the meeting, and it has to be open at all times. But the legislature exempted themselves from this law, and of course, it is in these closed partisan caucuses where most of the decisions, particularly about the state budget, but also on other issues, are really made. And so, it's rather hypocritical that that this is still in place after 33 years and after this last budget process, which was as secretive and as closed door as any we've seen in recent memory. It really is time to take a hard look at this and to change it. And there is bipartisan legislation to introduce it. This is not a Republican or a Democratic measure. This is bipartisan. And we've got to start somewhere, and this would be a good place to start to open up the process.
It would be fair to say, I think, that if local elected officials, school boards, county boards, did the sorts of closed-door deal-making that we saw during this legislative process, I mean, well, first of all, they'd be in violation of the open meetings law, but people would be up in arms.
Well, exactly right. I mean, as it is, you know, there's always concern about public officials at almost any level meeting and being secretive about it, but at least the open meetings law that applies to everybody but the legislature, there is a certain amount of accountability, and so when there is a violation of the open meetings law, it usually is pretty big news in the community. But meanwhile, the legislature conducts most of its business behind closed doors, not subject to the open meetings law, and you know, I think people are very cynical about the process anyway, and this makes them even more cynical and suspicious. And the state budget that just recently passed on time, which is certainly an improvement over past years, but nevertheless, it was totally secretive. And there was a lot of stuff that were put in the budget by members of the state senate or the assembly. We don't know who that was inserted in there without any public comment or accountability. So. It's really time to change this process, because if we go through another budget process like this, you know, I'm not sure that we're really going to get the people of Wisconsin to have any more confidence, and they'll probably have less confidence, confidence in state government's probably at an all-time low right now.
Speaking of cynicism, though, a cynic might say, all right, even if somehow you were able to get the legislature to end its exemption to open meetings, leadership would still find a way to meet in secret and cut deals.
Well, you know, I mean, there's always going to be a certain amount of discussion that between individual members of the legislature or, you know, leaders that will not be subject to the open meeting law because, you know, they could meet somewhere else and just talk about stuff. I mean, but at least we would have the decisions that are when they're constructing the budget or they're taking stuff out of the budget, at least those would be open to public scrutiny, and it'd be much more difficult to craft a secret budget. Right now, it's legal for the legislature to do basically all their work behind closed doors and not let the public look in at all. So I think we have to start there, and I think if we were able to adopt legislation that would end this exemption for the legislature from the open meetings law, that would be a terrific start. And, you know, the fact is that it's been 33 years since, and this has been in place for 33 years, so we need to start somewhere. And I think Assembly Bill 143 is excellent, and I commend the authors. It's very courageous to stand up against their leaders and say, we've got to do this. And the primary authors are Dean Coffert, a Republican of NEDA, Corey Mason, Democrat of Racine, and you know, I'm sure they're not very popular with their respective leaders, but they're certainly doing the right thing.
I think it would be very instructive for the public if the media were to be, at the very least, to be able to be in these partisan caucuses when leadership says, all right, here's what we've decided, and here are your marching orders. Because at this point, even that level of openness is just generally not there.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the public, the media, everybody's excluded from from the decisions about who puts what in the budget, how it's going to proceed, the process, everything. It's all completely shielded. And that's why you see, you know, these different budget packages emerge, you know, at 9:30 or 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and then they try to pass the thing by 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. And there's just no public scrutiny or even time for the media to digest what just happened. And that's just not a way to make law, especially in Wisconsin. We're supposed to be more open than that. And I think most people actually would be shocked to hear that the state legislature has exempted itself from the open meetings law that they passed 33 years ago.
Let's also talk about fundraising. And I know this is something that drives a lot of people up the wall, is the fundraising that happens during the budget process. There's legislation that would designed to prohibit that. Whether this bill actually advances, despite you know the lip service that's being paid to it by leadership, whether it actually advances remains to be seen.
Well, this is something that we first proposed 12 years ago, and obviously it hasn't happened yet. But it doesn't take a genius to see that if you're raising campaign money while the budget's being constructed, that you know you're going to hold events and you're going to invite people who have a direct interest in what's happening in the budget. And so it is, in a sense, the budget is used as an auction tool. It's used as a vehicle to raise campaign funds. And the Assembly leadership, to their credit, the new Democratic leadership in the Senate and the Assembly, Mike Sheridan and Tom Reynolds, they proposed that at least individual members of the legislature, of the assembly, would not be able to raise funds while the budget was under construction. But what they didn't do is include the legislative campaign committees, the leadership committees, which actually raise the lion's share of the money during the budget. Nevertheless, I give them credit for doing something. The state senate and the governor totally used the budget to raise money for their campaign war chests. And Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker even said fairly recently that he thought it was fine to raise money during the budget because people can, you know, look up the reports later and see what was done, and that's just outrageous. What we really need is legislation that bans all campaign fundraising from the time the governor begins work on the budget after the election to the time it's actually signed into law, in late June or July or August or however long it takes. And that should be a blanket prohibition that applies to everybody, the legislature, all statewide officials, and that would clean up the budget process in a way that really needs to be cleaned up. Because right now there's just fundraisers galore while the budget's being considered, and now's the time to take both of these pieces of legislation and to hold public hearings on them and to get them considered in September. Because if we don't do it now, it won't get done, and we'll be into another budget cycle fairly soon, and we'll start this whole process all over again.
Okay. If both of these provisions were in place, obviously that would change the process. But would we have a better product at the end of the budget process?
Well, I think we would have a better product because there'd be more public scrutiny, because the open meetings law would apply to the legislature and to the closed partisan caucuses. I think you would have a cleaner process in terms of not having special interest groups contributing to powerful members of the legislature because they wanted something in the budget or outside of the budget. These would be two excellent starts. These would actually, I think, change pretty dramatically the way the budget is currently constructed. Now, obviously, there's other things that we could look at, like whether or not the budget ought to be in the hands of the Joint Finance Committee. Should there be more people involved in that process? But at least these two pieces of legislation, opening up the process to the open meetings law and banning campaign fundraising, I think would go a long way towards establishing some public confidence in the way we craft our budget here in Wisconsin.
Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin, thanks very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bob Haig. It's always a pleasure.